The Lord is risen indeed.
Let us say together the Christ our Passover, which is in your bulletin. Alleluia. Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Alleluia. Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. Death that he died, he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So also consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Christ has been raised from the dead. First fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by a man came death. I am man, also resurrected from the dead. For in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive.
Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His mercy endures forever.
But Israel now proclaim.
His mercy endures forever.
The Lord is my strength and my song.
And he has become my salvation.
There is a sound of exultation and victory.
In the tents of the righteous.
The right hand of the Lord has triumphed.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted.
The right hand of the Lord has triumphed.
I shall not die, but live.
And declare the works of the Lord.
The Lord has punished me sorely.
But he did not hand me over to death.
Open for me the gates of righteousness.
I will offer thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord.
He who is righteous may enter.
I will give thanks to you, for you answered me.
And have become my salvation.
The same stone which the builders rejected
has become the chief cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing.
And it is marvelous in our eyes.
On this day, the Lord has acted.
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
First lesson, Acts 10. Peter began to speak to Cornelius and the other Gentiles. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name, the word of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
We say together, Canticle 21, you are God.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. Noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. But the world, the holy church, acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son,
of all worship,
and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not shun the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood.
Bring us with your saints to us.
Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to be muted now for the reading and the sequence hymn. Luann, you're muted.
Sorry. A reading from the letter to the Colossians. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died. And your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
$199. Into joy.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. An angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook, became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. And go quickly and tell the disciples he has been raised from the dead. Indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran and told the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I invite you to unmute for just one moment. As we say, Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Alleluia. And now you can mute. So some of you made Easter banners, and I'm wondering if you could hold them up now for all of us to see the Easter banners that you created or colored. Oh my goodness. And I want to find the Oliver family. Look at those. Those are beautiful. That's incredible. Thank you, everybody, for creating those beautiful banners. It seems like we have been waiting for Easter forever, or a little bit longer than forever. It seemed like Lent lasted forever. But oddly, we know every year that Easter has already happened, and yet we wait for it to happen again. We wait for it to come anew each year. This year I've been thinking about, or these last couple of weeks, I keep thinking about all the people who are saying, when this. And it brought to mind that old TV show, really old TV show, that probably only three of us watched. It was called Alice. And the waitress Flo would say, "When pigs fly." We know that expression. But she would talk about, and we talk about, when we can wear makeup, when we can stay out till midnight, when we retire, when the bills are paid, when this is over, whatever this is, the renovation, or the worries, or the debts, or this marriage, or this illness. We all worry about when this is over. And the other way is when we're not asking, when can we ask, when will it end? And we wonder when everything in our life will end and new days will come, new opportunities will come, hope will come, joy will come. I'm wondering if you've ever been in that place where you've lost all sense of hope. I wonder if you've ever been in that place where you had no idea of what was going to happen next. I wonder if you've ever been in that place where it feels like Jesus has abandoned you, either because you have turned your back on him or because it feels like he turned his back on you. And I'm thinking that that's exactly what the disciples were experiencing on that Easter morning. And not only the disciples, all of his followers saying, "What's happening?" All these fears and doubts that seem to fill our day-to-day being. And yet, today we hear that story of the first Easter. And hopefully Tom is allowing me to share, and I must admit, I'm not an artist. The picture of Jesus and the picture of the angel, I did not draw. And the others, I ripped off ideas from other people, but I drew them. So please bear with me. It's going to take up a part of your screen. Don't worry about it. Don't touch anything. So we keep asking when. When can I? When will it? When will this end? But on that Easter morning, as the first day of the week was dawning, two women were going to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, and the stone was rolled away, and an angel who came down from heaven like lightning sat on the stone. And what the angel said to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary was, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, because you are looking for Jesus, and he is not here. He is risen. Go and tell the disciples to go to Galilee, and there you will see him." And at that point, they were filled with great joy. And so they ran to go to tell the disciples to go to Galilee, that they would see Jesus there. And suddenly, Jesus met them and said to them, "Greetings. Do not be afraid." And they suddenly held on to him and worshiped him. And they were filled with joy. Again, they ran to tell the disciples, "Jesus is risen. Jesus is alive. Jesus is with us. Jesus will never leave us again. Go to Galilee and you will see him." It seems to me that much of our lives are filled with fear and sometimes with joy. And it's when we say, "When is this going to happen?" when we're not living in the today, when we're not living in this joyous day of Easter that happens to us every day. Every single day, we have a choice between fear and joy. Every single day, we are made new. Our gifts are made new. Our opportunities are made new. Our joy is made new. And so when it seems like we're living in a world where there is a lot of uncertainty and fear and doubt, we who are Christians know the resurrection. We who are Christians know that Jesus will never leave us. We who are Christians can never doubt. And now I'm going to say, is it that simple? Is it that simple to just pick joy? And I think it is when we remember the power of God and the love of Jesus. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. I invite you to unmute as we together renew our baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord.
He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary.
He suffered at Pontius Pilate, was crucified and died, and was buried.
He descended to the dead.
On the third day he rose again.
He ascended into heaven
and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
resurrection of the body,
and the life everlasting.
Amen. And if you don't have your prayer book or bulletin with you, the response to these next five questions is, "I will with God's help." Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will with God's help.
You strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being.
I will know God and help.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon earth.
Your saving health among all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us new hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
The holiday, Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and actions of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Catholic for Sundays. O God, you make us glad with the weekly resemblance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessing through our worship of you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Catholic permission. O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth. Sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit on all flesh and hasten the coming of your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And Tom's favorite line, will you please mute as we sing together the anthem?
Sing Far, Far Away.
Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of Jesus Messiah. Name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all, Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer,
the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven. Jesus, Messiah, Lord of all.
You may unmute for the prayers of the people.
Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
And pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, especially Lynn and Gary.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our work may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from your distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
That light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. We pray for Ellen, Arietta and Jim, baby Eliza and family, Paige and Michael, Michael S., Tony, Stephen, Alicia, Jennifer and family, Doug, Tammy S., Gary, Phil, Wendell, James, Mike S., John, Amy, Lindsay, Holly, Sean, Kurt, Jean F., Muriel, Charlie, Raymond, Janie, Renee, Heather, Eva, the food pantry, those suffering from addiction, and those in the military.
Melissa and Marianne.
For Beverly.
Amy Reinhardt.
Jerry.
Clover.
For Carl.
For all first responders and all who are working in hospitals.
Those working in grocery stores.
And for all those who mourn. O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. We'll say together the general thanksgiving. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your worthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, our preservation, and all blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace, and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts
may show forth your praise,
not only with our lips, but in our lives,
by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you,
holiness and righteousness
all our days,
through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. I just need to say that if you could see my dining room table, you'd probably be horrified. I have the things for Bible study A, Bible study B, Lenten study, my daily prayers, all the stuff that I'm mailing to you. And so somehow I came up with two sets of closing hymns. In the bulletin insert, the little one has a different hymn than what we're actually going to be singing. So in the full bulletin, you have the Day of Resurrection, hymn number 210. Or if you have a hymnal, you can look up hymn 210. And I think next week we're supposed to sing 210, so maybe we'll sing it again. Right. Invite those of you who can join with me to mute yourselves as we sing hymn number 210. Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. I invite you to unmute as Gary offers the dismissal.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Just a few quick announcements. There is no Bible study tomorrow. I am taking tomorrow off. So don't call me unless it's an emergency, but don't call me. Don't expect anything from me tomorrow. You can stay as long as you wish for coffee hours. Usually the Olivers bring their own coffee. You're invited to do that every week. If you're new to this, when you're ready to leave, at the top or the bottom of your screen, there's usually a red leave meeting, and you just click on that to leave. But to each and every one of you and to all your families, happy Easter.
Thank you.
Happy Easter.
Thank you.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter,
everybody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.